Hey guys, it's me, Gareth. I know this is a weird thing to be popping up in your podcast feed. I actually don't even know what I'm going to call this thing yet. And you know, starting without any music or anything like that. That's because this isn't an actual like numbered episode of the podcast, I guess. This is just I had to make this. It kind of concerns the future of the podcast and how it needs your help. Well, I need your help, basically. And don't worry, when I say I need your help, I don't mean I need your money or anything like that. It's not anything like that. I need your help to basically guide what the podcast is going to be. I should back up. So obviously the last episode we did was our post E3 episode, and at the end of it, me and Don got into an argument where I was defending the Scorpio. How Microsoft announced they were going to make this console 2 years from now. It's going to be so powerful it can do 4K and ultra high res VR and give out some figures. And they had other people from the game industry come in and say, yeah, the numbers they're targeting for this console look really good. And I was defending that, and Don was just saying I was wrong. That was his whole argument, was just saying, you're just wrong. I can't believe how wrong you are. You are the wrongest person. And I was saying, you know, Don, well done, you know, they've got this partnership with Oculus before, and they've never mentioned VR before, so them bringing VR up in a press conference is a big deal, and we know they've already got this partnership with Oculus, which suggests, and Dom was just like, you're the wrongest person, you're literally the wrongest person, and I was like, you know, they're coming out saying all their games will be cross-play on PC, so you can play, like, I could play with Rob, Gears 4, if we wanted to do Horde mode together, that would be really cool, like, that's not a shit thing they did, and Don was just like, you're the wrongest person. And eventually it got to the point where I was trying to explain like how stuff on the PC was working now and how Microsoft could do it better. I haven't listened to it back because it's just embarrassing to listen back to an argument. So I was kind of going into like PC infrastructure because I've been gaming on a PC for the past 2 years. I came into it sort of fresh, like, holy shit, this is a way more complicated way of playing games than I thought it was, with all the different stores and all the different architectures and so much DRM about. So I was trying to like convey that, and Don was just like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And when somebody in an argument who's been telling you you're wrong tells you they don't know what you're even talking about, I was pissed off because he'd just been saying I was wrong this whole time, and he actually didn't understand what my entire argument was. Because he has no idea about PC gaming. Which, like, fair enough if you admit that from the start, but to just completely tell someone they're wrong. Anyway, I just kept, at that point to me, there was no point, so I just kept saying, you know what, Don? You don't know what I'm talking about. Basically implying he was being stupid. So he hung up the call. It was all very awkward, I'm sure you'll agree if you're listening. But since then, he's like called me a bellend on Facebook, a wrong bellend, because he apparently loves calling people wrong. And he just will not answer any of the messages on the Facebook thread. He's just ignoring everything that me and Rob had put. So I was trying to organise a podcast for this past weekend, because it would have been about a week after the E3 thing. There wasn't much news because all of it happened at E3 and everyone was just in their post E3 comas in the gaming industry. So it would have just been a chilled out podcast, and I was trying to organise it between me and Rob. Tried to see if he was free at the weekend, you know, before the weekend even started, and he said, I think I'll be free, yeah. Tried to see if he was free on Saturday. He wasn't. And then, you know, I asked probably like 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, like, Rob, I'm going to bed now. Are you going to be free to do it on Sunday? And I woke up to a message on Sunday of Rob just saying, Gareth, I think the podcast is dead. And my first response to that was like sad, because I was like, oh man, this thing I've been pouring myself into for like 2.5 years now, like, I knew nothing about podcasting before we started the first episode. I didn't even know how to record or edit audio properly. I mean, I still kind of don't know how to record properly. I'll do this in a stupid way. but I knew nothing, and I taught myself all of these things just so me, Rob, and Guy could do a podcast every week. And it turned out I really, really enjoyed it. And to have to stop doing that because Don doesn't know how to argue seems a bit ridiculous. So then it kind of pissed me off. I went from feeling like sad to, oh no, the podcast might be dead, to no, fuck that. I put way too much time into this to just let it die, as Rob put it. So this is what I'm doing now, is asking for your guys' help. Again, not money. I feel like a second people think maybe that won't be what's happening, then they like get scared off, but no. I know there are people who listen to this podcast. This podcast was originally created for a Facebook group with like 1,000 people in it. But then obviously people outside of that group have cottoned onto it because it's on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom. I got a lot of people tweet me on Twitter occasionally, who'll be like, oh, just going on holiday and listening to the podcast on the plane, cheers for the entertainment. And like, that's an awesome feeling, because that means somebody's just discovered the podcast and enjoyed it. And I think it would be a shame for that to go out of my life. I enjoy creating entertainment for people, and I know it's big-headed to call something you create entertaining, but whatever. I believe we've done an entertaining podcast up to this point. Now, what it becomes after this point is what I need help with. That's what I need from you guys. If you're listening to this right now, if this is coming into your ears, then you have no choice but to do what I'm about to ask you to do. That's the way I see it, okay? I know I sound like a douchebag for saying this, but you kind of owe me, maybe? Like, if you've gotten even one episode of entertainment out of this podcast, that's an hour and a half of being entertained that you weren't before. So the way I see it is the least you can do to sort of pay me back. Again, not in money, but in just your thoughts, feelings, and opinions, right? So what I need is like ideas, basically. I know from experience that whatever other people can come up with is just going to be so much better than things you can come up with. You need input from people, and that's what I need right now. Because I, honestly, I'm not really sure what this podcast should be. I mean, if you think what this podcast is, you would probably have said it's the dynamic between Gareth, Rob and Don. Now, Don is just completely ignoring me and has been for like almost 2 weeks now because, you know, he's very mature. And Rob thinks it's dead, then it's just me. So, if you guys could have a podcast that you listen to every week, in an ideal world, what would you want it to be? If you've always thought, man, I wish there were a podcast that did this, I'd listen to that every week, what would it be? I would love to know, because there's a chance I could do it, you know? I have some thoughts of my own, which I don't know if I should, you know, I'll share them with you. Thoughts I've had. First thought, obviously, was just to keep the podcast going as it is now, like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, maybe. the problem there was, you know, my Don and Rob schedules lined up in such weird ways that sometimes we couldn't do it every week. But if it was just me, organize it with other people, I could maybe do it every week. Like, I'm thinking members of this Facebook group we originally made the podcast for, the Game Central Lives Facebook group. There are a lot of people in there who still listen to the podcast who I'm sure would come on and have a good time talking about games. I also have a lot of friends who I could invite on. I was also thinking as well, like, I would love to get listeners on, people who just listening to the podcast. I would love to have them on as guests. You know, I think a podcast you listen to and enjoy, because when I listen to podcasts, what I'm thinking is, oh man, this will be a really fun conversation to be a part of. You know, whether it's like, say, the Giant Bombcast, that's the best video game podcast on the internet, in my opinion. They just have the best conversations about games and anything. And I think, oh, I'd love to be in that room, a part of that conversation. Or the Slash Filmcast, where they talk about movies. I would just love to be discussing movies with them, you know. Imagine a podcast you could listen to and you could be like, you know what? I'm going to ask to be on that podcast next week and have a good chance of being on it. I think there's merit to that, and I would love to do that. I've tried to get listeners on the podcast before, but again, because it was so complicated to get me, Rob, and Don all together at the same time, the timing was just so awkward. So I would love to get listeners on. Also, more listener feedback would be awesome. My friend does a podcast about wrestling, and he, every single episode, reads out people's tweets, and I think that would be really awesome to do, especially because there's so much to talk about in gaming that there'd be so many things to tweet about. Another idea I've had, I realise this is getting a bit ranty, by the way, but again, I've just had this bottled up for a few days. I'm just literally just speaking into microphone on my own right now. Another idea I've had is for a daily podcast, shorter, maybe like 15, 20 minutes, where I just give you the daily news. Because when I started the website, gamebanter.co.uk, that's what I did. I did, every single day, I did a post with the day's news in. The idea being, if you just wanted to know what happened in gaming that day, you just go to my website, and it would all be there in one nice bite-sized chunk for you. And I think a podcast version of that has merit, you know? Imagine a podcast feed where every morning on your way to work, you just pop it on and you get last night's gaming news. It's last night, yesterday's gaming news. Or maybe you listen to it in the evening and find out what's been happening during the day. I think there's merit to that, especially if it's just something you could get in a routine listening to, you know? I think that could be really cool. And it'd be pretty fun to record as well, I reckon. Plus, that gives plenty of opportunity for interactions with people saying, oh, have you seen this news story? I think blah, 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 blah about what Sony's done or blah, blah, blah about what Nintendo have announced, you know. Really easy way of getting a lot of listeners interacting with the show. I would, in an ideal world, I would probably do the daily thing and then also do a weekly longer podcast in whatever form it ended up being. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm going off. I'm just letting the ideas flow out of my head here. Those are a few that I've had. But what I really need, and this is the crux of this podcast, is I need your help. So what I want you to do, if you're listening to this, not want, this is what you have to do if you're listening to this. You have to go to gamebanter.co.uk, get in touch with me in, there are loads of ways. My email's on there. The Twitter's on there, at gamebanter. Go to the Facebook group. Just search gamebanter.co.uk on Facebook. Leave a comment on the website. That's fine as well. Any of these ways, get in touch and let me know what you want from the future of this podcast. Because right now, the future is like murky as fuck. I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, with Don and Rob basically out of the picture, like, it's just me. And I'm terrified. I'm terrified, first off, that this could be the end of something I've been doing for a year and a half that I really enjoy doing. Like, that's awful. But secondly, I'm terrified that I'm doing this now, like, last-ditch effort to see what people want in a podcast. I'm worried no one's going to get in touch. Because that's happened in the past. You know, we've done, like, giveaways, or we've asked for people's opinions, and nobody's gotten in touch. And it's a case where, you know, I've been listening to podcasts and they said, you know, email us up, blah, 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 blah. And you think, nope, they're not going to read my email. You know, if I send them a tweet, they're not going to read it out on the podcast. There are like 1,000 people sending them tweets. No, I can tell you for a fact right now, we have so few listeners that if you send me a tweet, a message, a comment, leave a comment on the Facebook group, anything, I'm going to fucking read it and I'm going to reply to you thanking you because I fucking need your help, like, big time. If you've ever thought, I don't know, I think the podcast, I would listen to a podcast every week that has more giveaways, that's fine. Let me know that. If you thought, I really like the podcast the way it was and it changing, like, really makes me feel about staying subscribed, that's fine. Fucking let me know. But if the fact that I just said that makes you think, oh, he's just said that, so I don't need to send it in. No, please. please God, get in touch with me. Tweet me at Game Banter. Email me. Go to the Facebook page. But the important thing is you just let me know. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's an idea, whether it's just a suggestion, whether it's just your opinion of the podcast. You know, I'm not asking for an iTunes rating. I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for a few moments of your time to inform what could potentially be a big source of entertainment for you in the future, as it hopefully, I hope, has been in the past. So go to gamebanter.co.uk, please. Find a way to get in touch with me that's most convenient for you, and just let me know, because I'm not really sure what to do. I think that's probably come across in this past 15 or so minutes of me rambling, and I do apologise again for it. I feel bad using the podcast feed for this, but I just didn't know how to get in touch with people in the easiest way. This seems the easiest way to me. I think that's pretty much it. I really, really need you guys. Gamebanter.co.uk. Go there. Get in touch with me. Help me. Just let me know that you guys, I don't know, give a shit, I guess. Oh, man, this got depressing really fast. So I'll tell you what. This isn't completely unlike a regular podcast then, because I'm going to play some music for you to cheer us all up after this depressing 16-minute-ish ramble fest from me. I'm going to play you what may be the happiest song there's ever been in any video game. So hopefully I'll be throwing out another podcast in maybe a few days, maybe a week. I'll wait for all, hopefully your guys' communications to come in. I may do a short podcast where I like read some of the suggestions out that I think are the best ones and see what you guys think of those suggestions. I don't know. Again, this is all up in the air, and the only people who can help me are you guys. So with that being said, all that depressing stuff out of the way, I'm going to play you maybe the happiest song that's ever been in any video game, from Katamari Damacy. Thanks, guys. I really, really hope to be hearing from you soon.
知らない。